Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the joys and the troubles of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode we're reviewing mom hacks or life hacks. Not sure which one. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And Jen, you had a funny story, I think, to talk about before we get into these hacks.
I do. So it was one of those moments where I was like, I cannot wait to tell this story on the podcast. So a couple weekends ago, we had 3 birthday parties in 1 weekend.
Oh, welcome to the true parenthood.
And it's like wintertime-ish now. So all the parents are doing birthday parties
inside. Right.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Inside birthday parties.
At the attractions and stuff.
So we had our first one started at 12:30. Colton's in that phase when he goes to restaurants. He wants to go to the bathroom like 3 or 4 different times.
Oh, yeah, because it's something new.
It's something new, something to do. He gets to have mom's and dad's attention for a little while. And somehow they always figure out that like...
At the worst moments, right?
Yeah. Also, but like they also make something come out every time, whether it's number one, number two, like they make it seem so at least...
They're doing something.
They're doing something. So on like the 3rd trip to the bathroom during our restaurant stay... he did go number 2.
Okay.
And a little poop. And when he came out of the bathroom a couple minutes later, we're getting ready to leave, and he's like, Mom, I don't think I wiped very well. And I was like, okay, that happens. When we get home, like, we'll give you a good wipe down. We'll make sure you're nice and clean and go from there. So about halfway home, I really start smelling something in the car.
Oh, no.
At first, I'm like, well, maybe it's Nolan. Maybe Nolan used the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know. Like, this is pretty strong. Like, this is not...
This is more the manly smell,
correct. I'm like, man, maybe somebody has bad gas. I'm not sure. We get out of the car, and granted, there's like 15 minutes at this point until the party starts.
Oh, goodness.
And we're just getting home. We still have to go to the party.
Yeah.
About this time, Colton goes, Mom, there's something like in my leg or like, I don't know. He's like, something's going on. And I'm like, what in the world? Well, Shannon, Colton learned what a shart was.
Oh, that's awesome. Welcome to boyhood.
Yeah. We immediately figure out what has happened.
Oh, no.
I don't know how bad the damage is at this point, but I'm like, but upstairs, bathtub.
Quick, now.
Jump in the bathtub. Like, take all your clothes off in the bathtub in case, like, there's something.
Anything coming out.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mom, what's going on? What's happening? He's, like, freaking out a little bit. I'm like, just go. Bathtub now. Yeah. So it turned out it wasn't terrible. It wasn't like a major issue, but there was some remnants in the underwear. We get a bath. He probably needed one anyways. Lewis walks in the door and he's like, oh my God, what's that smell?
It's your kid.
Yeah, I'm like, well, hon, we officially, I think, are out of like any stage. We're going into manhood. Like, we've learned what it's like to.
Oh, goodness. Is he, and I know this is crazy to ask this, but is he wearing deodorant yet?
So that's another thing that I was going to talk about is not so much deodorant, but the other night, his feet. Smelled
Stunk, right?
So
oh yes,
bad.
Yes,
so
yes.
Bad.
Gabriel gets that
so bad. We gave him a shower, another shower in the morning the next day.
Yeah,
I was like, you cannot go to school.
Does he sweat a lot?
He does. He's a very sweaty kid.
Start spraying that powder in the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, we have some odor eater stuff that I'm spraying right in there. But I'm like, I mean, it doesn't help. I personally am one. My feet sweat a ton, and I had stinky shoes as a kid.
Right?
So like, I mean, I know it's coming.
That's why I refuse to. So really wear mini shoes without socks.
Right. Yes.
So flip-flops is about it.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, deodorant, Gabriel was wearing deodorant, I think, at least by 4, if not a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
Like the non any type like aluminum or any of that. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think it's like the Arm & Hammer. It was one of the ones that the doctor said, just use this. It's very gentle, but it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they make now... Even for, like, it's all body deodorant.
Yeah.
That you can kind of put anywhere.
Oh, kind of like spray or is it
Yeah,
roll
it's
on?
A spray. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's probably not a bad thing
no.
to just make sure it's safe.
Does Lewis use the Old Spice or any of that kind of, like, body spray?
Not really.
So Barrett likes that stuff. And the boys, because sometimes when they are really badly stinking and we just don't have time, I'm like, all right, you're going to be spicy. And I spray it on them. Now they
figured it out. Like the athletic wipes that you can use after the gym to like wipe down. And sometimes I'm just like, all right,
wipe down real quick.
Wipe down real quick. Yep. Here we go.
The joys of having boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that was a rush to get done. We made it to the birthday party about 20 minutes late. So
that's
it wasn't terrible.
Too bad.
Yeah.
And most birthday parties, you don't want to be the first one anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So it's all good. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, we actually just got back from Disney.
I know. How was your trip?
It was a blast. I honestly, we were there, it was 5 days, I believe it was, and it rained 2 days. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. Just,
and it was like hard.
Like, it
was hard wasn't sprinkling,
rain.
Right?
Yeah. It was.
I was looking at the radar for y'all, and I was
like,
oh, no.
Like, it was so hard of rain that it was the same weekend of the Daytona 500. And they actually rescheduled that. Mm-hmm. So my kids were troopers in their ponchos and everything else. It was fun, but the last 2 days we saved the best two for last. So we did Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom for the last day. And that was so much fun.
Did you have your parks picked out which order you wanted to go in, or did you base it on the weather?
We based it on the weather. So the first day we were there, it wasn't as bad with the rain. And so we did Epcot because Gabriel loves culture. And you get to, of course, go and see the different worlds. And, mm-hmm. of course, Barrett's like, both of us were like, we want to try different drinks, you know, at the different worlds. Yeah. And then we did Hollywood Studios the next day, which I will say Hollywood Studios doing that when it's raining is not all that good, just because of we wanted to see some of the shows, and then some of the shows were canceled because they were outside. Yeah. And of course, they have to be careful with the cast members of, mm-hmm. you know, doing any of the stunts and stuff. But it was a blast. We got to do at the Animal Kingdom. We did the safari, and the boys had an absolute amazing time. Yeah. They were troopers. I think we had to stand in line for over 2 hours, and they still did wonderful. Like, uh-huh. I can't say enough of how, like, good they were about that. And then Magic Kingdom, I ended up doing, because we knew that Magic Kingdom was going to be busy, we ended up doing the Genie Plus, in which that gets you the opportunity to actually, like, bypass some of the lines, but, mm-hmm. you have to pay extra. So that was interesting. I didn't know that much about it until, uh-huh. like, the second time, like, doing it, as in, so every 3 hours, you had the opportunity to select your next ride. When I first got in, I selected the wrong ride, and I tried to change it, and so it pushed all the rides way far back.
Oh.
And then you also had to register to do a queue of hopefully getting into the new ride, the Tron ride, and it's like this super fast roller coaster that you're on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting in that, which was shocking. So that was a blast, and Grayson conquered his fears, and he actually did some of the roller coasters.
Oh, wonderful.
So we were so proud of him. We were like, oh, yay, buddy. And he was like, that was fun. That was actually fun. I'm like, yes, because he is not big on, mm-hmm. fast and or even heights, in which I understand. But he did great. And it was definitely history in the making. Yeah. We have some wonderful memories. I will say, the boys, when we got back, they were telling my mom all about it, and they were like, Nana, we just went nonstop. We need a day off. So for anybody planning any type of Disney trip, highly recommend doing like 2 days at the park and then having a day just at the hotel, just chilling out, relaxing, and maybe going shopping or something, and then doing the next 2 days, mm-hmm. just to kind of have that moment of just relaxation if you have younger children. But I will tell you, seeing some of these moms that were they were pregnant or pushing around the strollers and stuff, kudos to them. I don't have that type of patience.
Waiting.
It was so much better of us waiting. And the kids were tall enough to do every single ride they wanted to do. So, which was wonderful on our end, just because of the fact that.
Yeah, like, you don't have to tell somebody they can't ride something
exactly,
because they're not tall enough.
Because they're not tall enough. So, mm-hmm. And then we ended it with getting to meet Mickey Mouse at the very
Aww.
End. So it was a very wonderful vacation. And now, of course, the boys are like, okay, so when's our next vacation? Because we, when it comes to family vacations, we live at the beach. Like,
right,
so we don't
exactly.
really take family vacations, and we're so spoiled with having mm-hmm. our backyard as the ocean.
Right.
So we're definitely going to, you know, I'm like, all right, guys, maybe soon start planning. But Disney is definitely one of those, like, we got to do it. We got to experience it. Maybe in like 5 or 6 more years, go back, but definitely some fun experiences. And,
awesome.
And I have a lot of,
what was your favorite
tips.
Moment? Like, what's your. You're going to remember forever. Not that you're not going to remember the whole trip.
Yeah,
but,
no, you know, probably my favorite moment because Disney World to me is Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. All the other, you know, places are, it's a part of Disney, but it's not Disney. Mm-hmm. walking into Magic Kingdom, you get to see, you know, there's the castle and the smell of the cinnamon rolls and right. just walking down the main street. Of course, they have a Chamber of Commerce right there when you walk in. So the boys thought that was so cool, just since of me working at the Chamber. But honestly, I would say just Magic Kingdom was truly when it like hit me. Because of the fact, like, I never would have thought in my wildest dreams that we finally would be able, one, to take a trip like this, but and then two, to be able to afford it and to be able to give the boys that type of an experience. So it was definitely a blast. And nice. We had a great time. And kudos to my husband, because I don't have any patience, and thank God he does. He kept us all in line and kept us going. So one tip I will give is make sure to have comfortable tennis shoes. And we were blessed that
and to probably have more than one pair shoes. In case it rains, right?
I ruined one of my new pairs of tennis shoes, which sucked because they were so wet, but they were so worth having because they were so comfy. So yeah, but it was a blast. Good. Definitely recommend.
We're glad to have you back.
Yes, yes.
And we've enjoyed the photos and all the stories and everything. And making memories is what it's all about.
It is. So came back with a lot of memories and a sinus infection. So just deal with me if I start coughing.
So you gave some tips for Disney. So now we're going to go over like some life hacks type things, mom hacks. I know it's like very much a trending thing on TikTok is like mom hacks.
And then trending everywhere, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. We're all looking for the easy way out. Exactly.
Best way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely some that are not worth it out there, right? Like,
Some are just so self-explanatory that it's like, no,
is it even really a hack?
That's not
or
a
is
hack.
It just, you know?
Okay, good job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I wanted to start off with one that I actually have shared recently with a friend of ours who has a young one that's teething. And,
okay. And
Nolan is teething right now, so I'm kind of going it through with him too. But a life hack that – or a mom hack that we've used, instead of teethers and things like that, an electric toothbrush when they're teething – the vibration from the electric toothbrush, like, I don't know if it feels good on their teeth or what, but or it takes away kind of like the pain or whatever. But Nolan will just have an electric toothbrush. I mean, he carries one kind of around with him during the house all the time.
That's so cool. I never would have thought of something like that.
It was something that we randomly discovered. Plus, I mean, it's meant to go in their mouth. So it's not, you know, one of those things that you feel dangerous with him.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm not letting him go unsupervised or putting it in the crib or anything like that. But yeah, I've found that an electric toothbrush, the vibration, you know, and they have the kid ones that you can get now. So that's one of mine.
All right.
Yeah.
Teething. I want to say the Oro gel we used.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long ago. But that's a great one.
Yeah.
We actually just talked about teething, just like you said. So, that's a good one. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are some of these that we were Googling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you actually used the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I've really yet to discover too much. So I mean,
that in itself is a hack.
Oh, my goodness. Right? That's the truth. Because
like, it's becoming the new Google,
it's the
obviously.
New Google, and my grammar sucks. So it's so much better to be able to have a sentence that makes sense.
I mean, it will write anything.
Right.
I mean, you got to review it. But
still.
Will, yeah.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's really scary. But one of the first things it says prep meals in advance. And I think I mentioned this maybe a few episodes ago. We finally ordered on Amazon just this big white whiteboard calendar that you can put on the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the week. So on Sunday, the boys and I, we look in our fridge and we determine what all of our meals are going to be for the entire week. Sometimes they change just based on what we have going on. But I can't tell you how much that has saved us so much stress in the past couple of months.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So highly recommend it. And like I said, even if you know, might be one day that you say that you're going to have spaghetti and you decide to have breakfast for dinner, but at least you have some type of game plan.
Yeah, Lewis and I spend so much time figuring out.
Yeah, like, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? Exactly. I don't know. What do you want?
What's in the fridge? What's going bad? What do we need to eat now? Yeah. How do we put it together with something else that's going to be at least editable?
Right? There's been times it's like, okay, we're going to do Taco Tuesday or something. Oh, no, we don't have any tacos. So, you know, it's like, all right, so we either go to the grocery store or nope. So if we plan that ahead of time, then we know that we have the tacos.
Are you like a big weekend grocery shop, like do one big trip?
We try to do the Costco or the Sam's Club or the Walmart on the weekends just because I honestly like when, at least Barrett, but if the boys go with me, because you can't complain. You helped pick it out. Mm-hmm. And it does make it a little bit easier. When we get off of work, we have sports and homework and everything else, and it's just hard to get to the grocery store after work. So we do try to do our weekend shopping. What about
y'all? We've been utilizing Instacart a lot.
Okay.
And mostly because Colton's in a stage where if you take him to the grocery store, like, you don't get anything accomplished because he wants everything. He wants to look at everything. You know, it's just a madhouse. So it just saves us time to be able to use Instacart. Now, granted, I hate the fact that I can't, like, pick out my own produce.
I was
going to
say,
kind of stuff.
So I'm weird. I don't like someone shopping for me.
But Instacart for us has been a lifesaver.
Well, especially at the ages that you are. I mean, with the boys, that's hard to get out.
Yeah.
Like they're so young. And then you also have nap time still.
Right.
So you got to work with that.
Yeah.
Too.
Usually Sunday morning we'll sit down and, okay, here's the list of things that we need and, you know, place the order.
Now, is Instacart through Walmart or is that just its own?
It's its own
type
of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
And there's a ton of different stores on there that you can choose from.
Oh, cool.
You know,
I think that's why I do so much random stuff on Amazon. I mean,
Costco's on there too. So, like,
yeah, I saw that.
All the big stuff with Costco, you can order and don't have to put it in your cart.
Do you ever do the shop? What is it? So, I do a lot of grocery shopping at Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club, but I know Walmart has like its own, like, you order and then you go, you wait in the parking spot and you pick it up. Do y'all do that type of grocery shopping?
So, we will, I usually utilize that one. There's a Food Lion right near school, and Food Lion is on Instacart.
Okay.
And you can do a pickup. So, like, if I know that we need – it's, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I know that we need something for dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do that and just run in – pull into the parking spot, and they bring it right out to you.
Oh, that's
It's awesome.
Yeah,
love
definitely.
That perk. Like, super easy. You don't have to get the boys out of the car.
Amen.
Unbuckle them from car seats and put them in carts and then –
and have to worry about going to the bathroom.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, everyone stays put right in the car.
Good to go.
Pop up my trunk and they put it in for you. And I'm like, thank you so much. Bye bye.
Have a good day. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It also saves from like getting things that you don't need.
Yeah, Barrett's a stickler on me about that. He's like, make your list and stick to it. And I'm the worst about sticking to the full list.
Yeah. I think we talked about that when the boys came on.
Yeah.
If you have not listened to that episode,
please do.
I highly recommend you go back and listen to it. It turned out fabulous.
It did.
It's getting some awesome major attention. So we're very excited about that.
I learned more about Barrett, and I thought that I knew him. We've been together 15 years, but
you never know what you're gonna learn, right?
And I learned Lewis likes pickles.
Yep. Yep. And that's usually in our shopping cart,
right? So.
All right, I have another one.
Okay.
And I actually pulled this one from Instagram.
Okay.
I saw it and I was like, okay, I have to at least try it. And I will say it has worked.
Okay.
So after you mop, especially like the boys' bathroom floor, use shaving cream and put it, foam shaving cream, put it on the floor just like you would a soap or whatever, and then mop that up, and it removes the smell of urine and helps keep the smell of urine away. Because we both know that
the boys' bathrooms
are covered in urine. So now I want to try it with like, after you clean the toilet, like do the same thing, use shaving cream.
Is there
cream?
A certain kind of shaving cream?
Just a foam, like not foam one that goes from like gel to foam. It's got to be, comes out as foam.
You know, I think I saw something of that on Facebook maybe.
It's an extra step, but it was worth it.
But like, hey, sometimes those things are
totally remove the smell of urine. I'm not saying that my house smells like urine or anything. It does, but you know, it's not like super strong, but like even just the faint smell of it pulled it right away.
I like
it.
That's a good one.
Yes.
And honestly, that's good just to do, to, even if it's to keep odors in general, because we all know bathrooms. I think we said a long time ago that was like the number one thing we hated to clean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like the one place you have to clean.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
Well, I will say one of the things on this one, it was saying to create or have the shower caddy for outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a shower caddy, but I do have this nice like bag or whatever that has just all the random things, whether it be wipes, it has like the forks and knives, and it has tablecloths, napkins, paper plates, and all that kind of stuff, all in one.
So, like, if you're heading outside,
grab the bag. I can just grab that. It kind of like if it's picnic or if it's even just going to a tailgate, have it ready to go. And that has really come in handy. I didn't realize how much we would actually use that. Mm-hmm. But I know for this one, it's like having the caddy to put certain things in each, you know, little. Mm-hmm. And I actually looked up like a shower caddy, but it was like $20. I'm like, I know that might not, but I'm like, $20, I can just put a basket in there and like keep it going. Yes. But it is good to have all of that stuff just together. Mm-hmm. And wipes I take with me everywhere.
And similarly, like kind of the same thing, I don't know, like we just have a bag that stays in our car that kind of has everything you need in it.
Yeah.
You know, right now it's a diaper bag, but previously it was just like a regular bag that, you know, nothing's going to go bad in it if it sits in the car, but just that in case of emergency bag that has some clothes in it, obviously has the diapers, the wipes. I mean, wipes are everywhere.
Yeah.
That is my number one hack is
wipes.
Wipes everywhere in reach.
Every room.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how we ever lived without wipes before having kids.
Yep.
I carry wipes in my purse.
Yeah. You've given them to me.
Yeah.
Like, they make good tissues.
Right.
They wipe things down.
Exactly.
Like, you can use a wipe for just about anything.
Anything. Mm-hmm. I use it for even like for work stuff. Mm-hmm. I have to like take banners or different plaques and stuff. And if there gets a little smudge, it's like, okay, I got the wipe. We can just wipe that off really
easily. Yeah. You know what? I use it when I'm out thrifting.
Yeah.
If there's something that I find that might have a little stain or whatever on it, if the wipe doesn't get it out, then I'm like, the wash machine's not going
to
get it out.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to put any more effort into it. So
move on
I can,
to the next.
I can test right there to see
that's perfect.
If wipe gets it out. I'll take it with me. If not, nope, it's going to hang right there because I'm not putting any more effort into it.
So let's go even further. Do you have a particular brand or do you care?
I don't. We use the Costco brand because you can buy them in bulk. And
we just do the Sam's Club brand. Mm-hmm. So, I used to do the Costco one, and I found that the Sam's Club one, I don't know, but the wipes are a little bit stronger.
At least
they have been for us
because
we're rough.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is the number one mom hack.
Yes.
Just you continue to use wipes.
Wipes for everything. Wipes are the best.
Yeah.
I even give my mom some. I'm like, here, you need these in your house. Like, just keep them here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I find like half packs of wipes everywhere.
Yes.
And I never want to throw them away because usually they're still moist. And you know that like if some dry
that
out.
Word. I hope you didn't upset. That word.
I'm
sorry. It doesn't cringe me, but I know it cringes
it does,
a lot.
Yes. But you know, if they dry out, you can just add a little bit of water to them and snaps right back in.
We have a little, I mean, they don't carry them anymore. Huggies used to do like the little plastic container.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess they probably have them online or something, but I always just put a whole new pack into that for the kitchen just because it keeps them moist
for longer. Do you wipe down your counters with those guys?
Sometimes I do, especially if it's
just
quick
and
easy.
Just a little drop?
Yeah.
Smart. I like it. Okay, another one that I don't know if this is a mom hack, but I feel like laying out clothes the night before school.
Just do it.
The 10 minutes or whatever it's going to take beforehand. Saves so much time in the mornings.
Morning time, we have our routine, and you probably do too.
Mm-hmm.
And if that routine gets messed up at any time, you know, even if it's a 5-minute change, it ruins the whole morning.
Yep.
So having those clothes ready and have been confirmed by the kids, like, this is okay to wear, is just the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It makes life so much easier.
Yes.
That was actually what was going to be my next tip was having your morning routine.
Yeah.
So that's like the truth.
Right now we have the main road that we go to school. It's closed down because they're doing preemptive burning for wildfires and kind of clearing out some of the stuff and the fog and the smoke. It has messed up our whole world this week.
I can imagine.
You know, we have to take a whole new route to school. We're leaving earlier. Whole new, you know, it has messed up everything. So I cannot wait to get back on our standard regular routine.
Because that routine, and honestly, kids do so much better on a routine. Mm-hmm. They really do. I mean, you know, the boys, I know your boys are in daycare and you guys have to be there at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Our kids, they have to have that routine. And when that routine gets messed up, I mean, it really does. It messes your whole day up.
Yeah.
So biggest advice, have that routine.
Yep.
And it can be something very simple.
And anything you can do the night before to
do it,
maximize that routine.
Yes. We even make sure like book bags are ready to go. I used to be really good about filling up their water bottles, but they do fill those up in the morning time. But anything else, it's like we try to have it all ready.
Yeah. You know, I've been working out in the mornings and I'll pre-make like my workout, my pre-workout, and then like fill up my water bottle. So they're both right there next to where I'm going to work out. And that's one less thing I have to worry about in the morning because it's done. And, you know,
because morning times are stressful. Mm-hmm.
And we all want that extra, even if it's just five, 10 minutes.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
That's the truth. Well, like I said, that was one of my biggest ones of that, making sure to have that routine, but even having the routine just during the week of simple routines. One of the things was on here, it says use Velcro to keep remotes in place. So I don't use Velcro, but our remotes, so we do the Roku and we do like all the streaming and everything. So we have the plastic covers that are they're different colors and they glow in the dark.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that has helped us to keep a hold as to what remote goes
to which TV,
which TV in which area. Uh-huh. And then I have a little just basket that for in the actual living room for the remotes to go in.
Yeah.
And if they aren't in that, because we have like the fireplace remote and then two different TV remotes, if they are not in that, I mean, everybody's like, well, where are they? It's kind of like when you hang keys up, you know, because it's just easy, like keep them in there. So we know where they're at all times. There's no questioning. Okay. Who took the remote last? So
that's a smart one.
Yeah.
Do you buy those? Did you get those on Amazon? Like they're an aftermarket. You know, you know,
they're just, they're honestly, it's kind of like a cover for your phone.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the rubbery kind. And so they have them in all different colors and they glow in the dark.
Nice.
So it's
I love that.
Helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something little.
And one of the hacks I was going to bring up is something that you actually taught me and it has to do with birthday parties, but going to birthday parties or, you know, going somewhere out in public where the kids are going to be playing, put them in a shirt that's like
bright. Yeah.
We used it last weekend. The birthday party was at Fun Warehouse here, and it's just chaotic Fun Warehouse.
Oh, without a doubt.
So I put him in a red and white striped shirt and was able to identify him just super like quick, no matter where he was. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Red, yellow, and orange are my go-to colors. And whatever color, I put them both in the same color.
Smart.
So, and orange is easy because Barrett with Clemson. So typically Barrett will wear orange too. So it's for
the
them.
Whole family.
They can all spot them out. And I'll wear yellow or red. I don't really have that much orange, but yeah, it's helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was an easy one for us to implement. And it's been very successful. So.
Oh, well, good.
I thank you for that one.
Oh, you're welcome. I know one of my close friends, actually, she just found out she was pregnant. And I was like, look, you can get all the advice and you're going to get so many things thrown at you. But one thing I will tell you is get adult furniture. Don't get that baby furniture because you're going to be having to replace that so quick.
Very quickly.
And she's like, oh, I never would have thought that. I'm like, trust me, just spend that extra $100 so you're not having to go and replace it after they're 3 years old.
Yes. So, what else is on that list over there?
All right. So it says keep a busy bag, which we already said.
Yep.
Use a muffin tin for mealtime, which I've heard some people do that. I've heard that more for potty training. So like have M&M's or some type of candy in each of the little ones. So when you're potty training and yay, we finally went potty, that some people have put the Saran Wrap over it, and then the kid gets like pushed the hole like as to which candy that they
That's
want.
That's smart.
So I have heard that online grocery shopping.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. Let's see here. Utilize baby powder for sand removal. That's amazing.
Yes, I was gonna say we should do tips for beach hacks because
I still keep that baby powder in my beach bag.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me about that. I'm like, that's not. Oh, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And for you mom boys out there, make sure to bring butt paste with you at the beach because when they start rubbing and getting rashes, I'm going to tell you that butt paste comes in handy.
Yes. And we did, and we'll probably continue to do it, but compression shorts underneath the swim trunks. A, because it helps keep the sand out of places that you don't want, but also it helps with the rubbing.
So do you use like boxer, like ones that the boys wear?
Yeah. Like a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Compression, like bike type shorts, just put them on under the swimsuit and, you know,
let them go.
They're made for getting wet. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And make sure to bring those snacks when you go to the beach.
Oh, yes. and if you have a bag of beach toys, make it a bag that like sand can fall through easily.
Yes.
You know, like I think in the past we've used laundry bags, like the mesh laundry bags. Put your toys in there and lift it up, good and all the sand goes whoop.
Exactly.
Out the bottom.
And we still do the wagon. Do you use the wagon?
We don't, but we're probably going to get close to it this year to be able to unload it. So
it's just a little bit easier of not having to deal with having everyone to carry so many different things. Create a no toy left behind policy. Encourage your kids to clean up after themselves. I will tell you, I try to do this a good amount, but the playroom, if we have people coming over, yes, you're going to go clean it up. But that's also like, I don't want you spending enormous amount of time cleaning up the playroom every time you're playing in there.
Right.
So as long as we can walk through and not stepping on toys, then we're okay.
Yes. We have a policy like in our common rooms, like our living room. Yeah. If the boys are playing in there, before you get out a new toy, you have to put away the other toy that you were playing with. Or like if you're playing Legos, you got to put that away before you move on to coloring or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
It's not perfect all the time, but.
Well, no, we're not. None of us are perfect. No. The one thing, though, I find everywhere is Nerf gun bullets. I found a bullet even in my makeup container. I'm like,
where did this come from?
I'm like, do y'all have Nerf gun fights like all the time? And then with our puppy, he keeps getting a hold of them and chewing them up. So I'm like, guys,
we got to be better at picking these things up.
Use a pool noodle to prevent door slamming. Cut the pool noodle in half and attach it to the edge of the doors to prevent them from slamming and shutting and pinching their little fingers. I've never heard that, but I mean, kudos to those who go that far.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on that one. I have seen like pool noodles in the edge of furniture when kids are like sharp tables and stuff. I mean, personally, I don't want that look on my furniture. But you know, maybe if you feel like your child falls a lot and needs it, then okay. Try and give it a shot.
They also are great swords in the water too.
Yes.
FYI, and they don't hurt. Keep a spare key in a combination lock box. We don't do it in a combination lock box, but we do have a spare key.
Yeah, don't mention where it is.
No.
And
I'm going to tell you, because I, pregnant with Gabriel, I locked myself out of the house.
Oh, no.
This was when my mom lived about 45 minutes away, and this was when Barrett was working out of town. And I didn't have an extra key anywhere. And so not only did I lock myself out of the house, it was in the middle of summer, and I was stuck outside pregnant, sweating my tail off, waiting for a good hour and a half for my mom to come and bring me a key. So that was just, after that, lesson learned.
Yeah.
So I don't know about y'all, if you guys have a...
We have a punch code on our door and have had one in almost every house that we've lived in. So we generally don't use keys at all if we're coming and going. But yes.
Do y'all have a garage door that y'all can open from your phone or from the... Yeah.
Yep. So between the garage door and our front door punch key, we should be good, I would think. But this is more of a life hack than a kid's hack. But if you call a locksmith, and obviously your key is in the house, but you can actually send a picture. So like if Barrett took a picture of the key and you wanted to use a locksmith to get into your house, they can make a copy of the key from a picture.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's kind of scary.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Had it happen before. Yeah.
Okay.
We had renters go into our condo, a friend of ours, and the door was locked. And there's a punch code key on that one, but the deadbolt was locked and we didn't have it. So I sent this is when we were living in Raleigh. And so I sent a picture to the locksmith. He was able to make a key. And 20, 30 minutes later, they were in our condo.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know. I didn't realize that. All right.
So.
Well, because we all forget that kind of stuff easily.
Yes. Yes. Now, I don't know if it works for, like, car keys, but at least for house keys.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Says use a cookie cutter for fun shaped sandwiches. I don't know about you, but I don't got time for
that.
create a mommy and me time. Set aside dedicated one on one time with each of your children.
That's just
that's just parenthood,
yeah, exactly.
Right? I will say though that is important, and we both have stressed this that we try to make sure, and this is you and I, we try to make sure that we spend, even if it's just 20 or 30 minutes, just one on one with each of the children. It is.
Yes.
It goes over so well. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have one child and maybe pregnant with the second child, or you haven't had a second child yet, but you know, just that one, spend that time, that quality time, because it's very beneficial. Use a binder for important documents.
I do that. I'm a nerd like that. Even when we moved into our house, I took all of the like instruction manuals and warranty manuals, and I three-hole punched them and put them all into a binder so I knew exactly where all of them were. I don't think we've looked at them since, but someday we might need them. Yes, exactly. And I will know exactly where all of them are.
And you did the hole punching and everything. Yep. I keep them in folders, but
that's fair.
You know, I do love my binders.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big binder person.
I kill trees. practice self-care. That's hard. But that's not really a hack. That's just something that I know we all need to do. It sounds like you're doing a really great job, though.
I'm trying to. I'm working on it. Awesome. I'm working on it.
That's hard to keep up with, but it's definitely something that I think we all probably need to remember and do that. Let's see here. Invest in a slow cooker.
We love our slow cooker.
Right? That, and then I'll tell you the air fryer. That thing is amazing.
Yep.
Use a shoe organizer for storage. It says organize on the back of the door to store diapers, wipes, and any other
I've seen essentials. That and then use that for packing, too. Have you seen that trick online?
I don't think so, like packing, but I've seen.
You basically take, like, each outfit for however long you're going to be on the trip.
Okay.
And then you just stuff it into one. It's for kids, obviously.
No, that's perfect versus doing, like, Ziploc bags.
Exactly. Yep. And then you just pop them in there and you roll them out. And then each day you can kind of just pull them out as you need them.
That's awesome.
I haven't tried it, but it might be worth a
try.
Investment.
Especially considering if your kids are maybe with the grandparents or something.
Right.
Because they don't know what they're looking for.
Correct. Yes. Or what outfits go together.
Exactly. Exactly. And not to keep them in PJs all the time.
Yep.
Make bath time fun and efficient, and which I think everybody, you know, wants, especially for the younger kids. Now it's like, hurry up, get your shower, and let's keep on moving.
Yes, exactly.
And utilize a timer for the screen time. So if
we do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Have them turn it off, or, you know, the Kindles, you can set the timer so it automatically just turns off and there's no question about it and they can't even log back in. So it's a good one.
I don't think that hard about, like, I just say, okay, you've been on there enough. Turn them off.
Yeah.
And then create a chore chart. So that's more of when the kids are a little bit older. But even for my kids, they're old enough that they can at least they put their dishes in the dishwasher, you know, and clean up a little bit after themselves. Yep. They know how to, of course, they know that dirty clothes go in the dirty clothes basket.
We're working on that one with Colton. But
so those are just little things that are at least a little bit easier. For us, and I probably gotta stop doing this now because my kids are getting older, but we have a dirty clothes basket in our laundry room, and our laundry room is downstairs.
Okay.
And their bedroom and bathroom is upstairs. So I have, for as long as I can remember, I'm like, take your clothes off, put them in the laundry basket that's in the laundry room. So they're running up the stairs butt naked. Still now. So, yeah.
That's easy. Just put a laundry basket in their bathroom.
Bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, because they have laundry baskets in their rooms. And at times, I forget to kind of look in those, and they start to stink.
Right. That is one of the problems with boys, is those clothes stink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quickly. So.
But yeah.
All right. So that was the list
created by
ChatGPT.
Yep.
So now we're going to play a little game, Hacks or Wax.
Okay.
So I found four kind of extreme hacks.
Okay.
I found them all on TikTok. So
look,
I'm going to have
using the TikTok.
I know, girl. I'm all about it now.
Watch out.
I'm all about it. And we'll go through them and say if we think they're hacks or wax.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is making diaper cream out of petroleum jelly and baby powder. And breast milk. Sorry.
For me, that's a whack because you can just buy it on the counter.
It's Chief Easy and it worked. Like, and it's not like diaper cream is doesn't the, work.
No.
Why would you go through the effort of
doing all that?
Right.
Well, and many of us weren't able to breastfeed too. Mm-hmm. So if that is another.
Plus, it's going to go bad sitting there. So like, why?
Why
are you going to make it every time you need?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you open the diaper and you realize that you need diaper cream and it's just sitting right there.
Right there.
Why are you going to go and,
yeah, no.
And no? Yes.
Okay.
Putting mini marshmallows in the freezer to use as ice packs for later on.
I've never thought of that. I will tell you, I use peas.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate that idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And then they even showed later on, like in the TikTok video of like the little girl, she was eating the marshmallows after like her boo-boo. I was like, well, that's kind of
cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a bad one.
That can be
I would give that one a try.
Heck yeah.
Putting down, and a lot of these were for toddlers and babies. Mm-hmm. So think back in your day, Shannon.
Think back. I'm trying.
Yes. Putting down two layers of sheets slash diaper pads slash like rewashable things for like middle of the night blowouts. So like the first layer, you can just pop out, pop off.
Okay, so I can see this, mm-hmm. but usually if there is a blowout,
it
goes right through all of them.
I agree.
Then you're having to do double the amount of laundry.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
But I always do like the crib mattress.
Yes.
Like I always had a cover off on the crib mattress. Mm-hmm. And I always had like at least two backups of those because we did have some blowouts.
Absolutely.
A good amount. So,
yep.
I mean, if it's not like, but the, they're just going to leak through.
I agree. And it takes, especially in a crib.
Like, yeah.
It takes
the
two
crib mattress
to pop.
I miss sometimes.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I can't wait to see your face on this.
Okay.
One. Curing a cold by putting on a pair of cold, wet socks under a pair of dry, warmer socks.
Well, considering the fact that I was just talking about before we went on the air that my feet are finally like have some color to them and not like frozen solid from Disney being soaking wet. That's just crazy.
What?
Why?
Why would
how
you?
How would that cure?
I have no idea. It talked about how it like pulls the cold out from down. It seemed like a major whack to me.
So I will say, and you probably know this, but your feet carry so much from, like, I've heard to do slice an onion.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your foot, like the bottom of your foot, put a sock on it and sleep throughout the whole night. And it supposedly pulls out all the toxins. And supposedly.
Or no one wants to sleep with you because you smell like onion and dirty feet.
but supposedly, though, it will say, they said that it, like, because of the fact of what it's doing, that from all the toxins, it takes away the onion smell. I don't know.
I don't think
that. Have you ever done, though, those feet therapy, whatever, that like,
uh-huh.
the water
changes
colors?
Yeah.
I'm like, did they just, like,
yeah,
make
right?
that
exactly.
really? Because, I mean, I know I got some toxins in me, but that much?
Yes, I agree.
That's like, just, no, I don't know about mm-hmm. that. I mean, I will say for me, sometimes when I do have a cold, sometimes trying to sweat it out, like going and trying to like move around some to get some of that out, mm-hmm. that helps. But
yeah.
Not I would, some wet socks.
Right. And would you really put wet socks on your baby? Like, that's.
No, that's a little weird.
Uncalled for.
But do you, for your boys, do you put Vicks on the bottom of their feet when they're having a hard time breathing?
Not on the bottom of their feet, but I will put it on their chest.
Do it on the bottom of their feet and you put socks on them. And let me tell you, it
really?
Does wonders because there's so many whatever things from your feet that mm-hmm. help throughout your entire body, the flow of some sort. I don't know, but it helps tremendously.
I'm going to try it tonight. Colton's got a little stuffy stuff.
It does wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So follow back up and see if it's helped.
I will, certainly. All right. So we went through our tips
and hacks.
ChatGPT's tips and hacks, and then TikTok's hacks and whacks. I think that we are all hacked out.
I think so, too. There's a lot of hacks out there.
It was, yes. And I think that we'll have some special stuff on TikTok mm-hmm. when this episode is released and comes out. So be sure to tune in for more things from us on the TikTok side around this episode as well. Find us at I Speak Mama Podcast on TikTok and same
all the
thing
other
with Instagram.
Platforms.
Exactly. Yes. That's all I got for today.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
All
cheers.
Right, cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. Plan your getaway to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Beach easy.